This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on August 10, 2026. Ghana's shift to competitive national bidding for 5G spectrum is a significant move, given that its exclusive wholesale model failed to deliver a fast enough rollout. This change in approach highlights the importance of effective spectrum policy in promoting telecom competition, and our read at Tech Cocoon is that it's a step in the right direction. For builders and operators, this means that the ability to navigate complex regulatory environments and adapt to changing policies will be crucial in staying competitive. So which markets will be next to reassess their spectrum allocation models? As we consider the impact of regulatory changes on digital economies, the proposed 16% VAT on payment platform fees in Kenya raises important questions about the cost of digital money. This tax could increase the cost of digital transactions, potentially suppressing volumes and pushing activity back to cash, which is a self-defeating revenue play that governments have seen before. For investors, it's essential to consider the potential pass-through effects of such taxes on end users and the overall health of the digital payments ecosystem. So do national payment switches end up competing with the private rails they regulate, and who adjudicates that conflict? The success of Namibia's Women in Tech initiative and the National Talent Cultivation Project underscores the need for social buy-in and inclusion in digital transformation efforts. By focusing on skills development and public-private collaboration, these projects demonstrate that digital transformation is not just about technology, but also about people and partnerships. For operators and investors, this highlights the importance of investing in local talent and building inclusive ecosystems. So which markets will prioritize skills development and social inclusion in their digital transformation strategies? Termi's repeat ranking in the FT category is a testament to the growing importance of transaction messaging in Africa's digital economy. As authentication, verification, and transaction messaging become core infrastructure, companies like Termi are well positioned to capitalize on this trend. For builders and operators, this means that investing in robust messaging infrastructure and developing strategic partnerships will be critical in staying ahead of the curve. So can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeza.